The Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show Phone Slam. I'm gonna reach my telephone.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Who's this?
Hey, how's it going? My name is Buford. I'm trying to reach, let's see here, Chad. Hello?
Yeah.
Woo, do you have one of them fancy names? Ever heard a name and you're like, that's money. That's money right there. They got some money. That's a name that comes from some money.
Who's calling?
My name is Buford, calling from Skidigree MRS. I'm here to talk about your black card.
Huh? What about it?
Ben, well, it ain't good. Got some bad news. You sitting down?
Yeah. Listen, I'm pretty busy, so you got to move on.
Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down. What's the big deal? Move on.
Stand back up. What I'm about to tell you is going to make you sit down.
Okay. Just move on with it. I got a lot of work going on right now.
We're taking away your black card. We're downgrading your black card.
I'm sorry?
Listen.
You're from America.
Yeah. Listen, we realized that we accidentally sent you the invitation. You don't make enough money to have a black card. You ain't that rich.
I find that really hard to believe.
Your name isn't Warren Buffet, okay?
It really doesn't feel to me like someone like you is going to be answering American Express to me.
Someone like me? What does that mean? I worked hard for what I have, sir.
Do you even have an American Express card? What kind of card? What do you have, a Discover, a credit union or something?
I don't have any debit cards. I take my check to the local cash advance store.
Okay. if there's some kind of issue with my black card, it'd be better for me if I could speak with your supervisor.
No, I don't like to be caught up in debt like you little plastic card flinging yuppies. All right, I have my own. So here's the bottom line: this, I see that you have your little boat club membership that costs $10,000 a month. That's gone. That's gone. Your little Range Rover lease that you got for $1,700 because evidently
what do you drive? A Ford Fiesta? If you're lucky, come on, man. What's going on?
I drive a 1998 Ford pickup. Thank you very much. It gets from A to B with some rust on the bottom, and your little Range Rover is going to get repoed, my friend.
It would be really helpful if I could speak to your supervisor. It just doesn't seem like you're really the type of person who should even be handling black card clients.
You ain't born from the South. You don't know anything about manners, do you, boy?
All right, Jethro. Listen, I'm gonna call in. I'll call and speak to someone who can handle this. I followed all the proper channels, filled out everything. I absolutely qualify. I make way more money than you're ever gonna see in your life.
Whoa.
So I'll deal with someone else. I'll deal with someone else about this. All right, Hillbilly.
You don't know my salary, sir. Okay, and what I sell on eBay is my business.
You're not making much, man.
You know what? I'm gonna downgrade you down to the blue card. You remember that one? Remember that one 15 cards ago? That's when I'm downgrading you to.
Barely remember it. Yep. Listen, I'm gonna call and speak to someone else who can actually handle it.
Good luck getting through.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I understand that you had an issue with one of my sales representatives. I'm calling from America's Black Card.
Yeah, I did, actually. First of all,
fun of what I drove. You make sure you take that Range Rover. Buford? Ford pickup, and it's a nice Ford. Okay?
Completely unprofessional. And second of all, I really don't understand why there's something wrong with my black card. Like I said, I filled out everything appropriately.
Goodbye, Richo.
More importantly, why is your girlfriend Ashley calling the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show and telling us that you like to flaunt your black card around everywhere and that we should play a phone slam on you?
Are you kidding me?
Come on, man. That was Roy.
Hey, man. And by the way, now that we know you have a black card, you're taking us out for drinks.
Fine. That's fine. As long as I get to keep it and I don't have to deal with that person.